The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components, lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, as well as wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. These guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop and they all drive custom vehicles and they use the products they sell on their own rides. So if you guys are looking for specialty parts, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com.
We hope you enjoy this episode of The Drop. If you like these podcasts and all the other content we create, head on over to our website and purchase some apparel. Our websites are thegoodlife.com and livelifecustom.com. We really appreciate it. Now on to the episode. Is it choppy?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
Let me unplug. Are you recording?
Everything's recording.
Oh, awesome. All right. Okay. Here we are.
In person.
Obviously in person here, Arizona. We're getting ready for Dino's weekend. I called it Dino's week, which I feel like that's what it is.
It is.
I was like, yeah. I'm heading out to AZ for Dino's week.
That's what I called it last year, because last year there was a lot more open houses throughout the week.
Oh, there's not that many this year?
I didn't see as many. If there was, I'd missed them.
Mm.
Like there was Speedway Motorsports, Dixon Flannel. I think the Dixon one was still on, but there was like Speedway and then Fat Fender Garage. And then the next day there was like two more. And then the next day was the Tre 5 one.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's become like a whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's really cool. I'm always excited for it. Out here it's Wednesday and we were getting prepared, getting everything packed. I brought a few things out. And yeah, it's going to be a good show. I'm excited. I'm excited for this weekend.
Me
super
too.
Excited.
I'm excited because this show. So we just got back from Day to Remember.
Yeah.
And let me tell you before we get into that, the difference between that show and this show.
The Day to Remember show and
obviously Dino's. There's plenty of differences.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're pretty different.
From a vendor standpoint.
Oh yes.
Uh-huh. And you know what I'm about to say.
Mm-hmm.
At this show, it is Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
The trailers, but I spent Tuesday stocking, getting everything going, getting in the trailer. You show up, finished loading the trailer with my stuff, your mm-hmm. stuff.
Very chill, very calm. Just,
yeah. Right. And you got out here early this time. It's not like 9 at night and we're recording. And then tomorrow is Thursday. So we go, we don't have to rush down to the show.
Yeah.
We get down there midday, set up. Spend time sorting,
saying hi to people,
this, and then sorting all the shirts, sorting however we want, and then we don't start actually selling until Friday morning. So mm-hmm. like at Day to Remember, and this goes to C10s in the Park too, right? It's mm-hmm. the same type.
And
of
there's
deal.
A couple other shows, but we're talking about these ones in particular. These ones in particular.
Show up in the morning, you set up in the morning, you sell all day, you tear the booth down at night. That. I think has officially started to wipe me out.
Dude, I was exhausted by this. So we do the whole day Saturday, the setup, the selling. And you're only really like set up and like selling stuff for like 5 hours, you know, if you think about it. Because the setup, I think we got out there in the parking lot at like 7:30. And by the time we were all set up and like everything was rolling, okay, so maybe about 6 hours, like from 11 to 5 is basically what the show goes for. And it kind of blew me away how we rolled up in the morning, empty parking lot. We erected like a mini little city between like my booth, your booth, and Lindsay's booth. And then like everybody kind of like, you know, in and out all day. We had this like little mini city to then 5 hours later, take the whole thing down and put everything away. And also not like, because we're also used to kind of working out of the trailer, you know, having a few things stuffed in there.
Yeah, no.
It was take everything out, put it in the space. Take the truck away and then set everything up and then tear it all down and bring the trailer back and put it all back in.
And not only that, we did extra steps. So Friday night, I got there around 5 and then unloaded my Tacoma, did a cruise down the strip, came back, parked it, checked in my room, and then Lindsay showed up mm-hmm. and I helped them unload the BMW, and then you showed up. And then we unloaded everything out of my truck.
Because mm-hmm, you had your Tacoma on a trailer and Lindsay had Rich's
BMW. So we had all of our boost stuff in the bed.
In the bed, yeah.
And we were parked in a dirt lot, unsecured, no security, open.
In kind of downtown Las Vegas and not the best part
not
of
the
town.
Best part of town.
Naked City, as we found out.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you pull up. We unloaded everything out of the two trucks. loaded it in your trailer.
Mm-hmm. Which is kind of funny because like we were kind of laughing about it because when I came out here for Cruise of the Pines, my entire booth fit in the back of the Tacoma.
Yeah.
And at that moment, I'm like, man, I really don't like, I mean, I need the trailer, but like it's, I don't have that much stuff. So when I was getting ready for the show the day before and packing everything, and then you had said, hey, you know, we should throw stuff in your trailer. And I was like, I have plenty of room. And I took a picture and it's just, it looks empty.
When you,
there's just like a couple totes in the front.
We opened the trailer. There's literally your totes at the very front. Yeah. And it looked like we were going to mini nets.
Yeah, by the time we were done like loading your stuff, loading Lindsay's stuff, it was packed all the way to the ceiling, your all the way to the back. Your trailer
serves a dual purpose for you.
Yeah.
It serves as a trailer. Mm-hmm. Like, say, and it also serves as a garage.
Well, yeah, it's what your, I use. Your storage. Like, actually, so like normally, like right now, it's full of boxes, just cardboard boxes with extra stock. So that's where I keep my extra stock. Yeah. That's where I keep all my inventory. And when I'm filling orders, that's where I'm filling orders, pulling stuff out. So, yeah, so it definitely, like, I need the trailer.
You wouldn't necessarily need that trailer if, like, you had a conventional garage attached to your house like I do.
Yeah, yeah.
Your property's not
the compound. The compound's
not set up like that.
Yeah.
So if you had, like, a garage like I have now, mm-hmm. you really could not even need a trailer.
No, I don't think so. But then again, like, we've always said, like, all these different things fit different. Like scenarios, like that trailer fits a scenario at some point, you know.
But if it was like just you going, like Cruise to the Pines, you could just mm-hmm. bring the Tundra out, mm-hmm. load it up,
or the Tacoma,
yeah. But I mean, once you get your Tacoma done, the 10x20 booth is probably not.
And I knew that. I talked about that in my Cruise to the Pines video where I put everything in it, and I was like. Yeah, I was so, it was funny because I was so proud of that moment, fitting everything in there. But then I was like, yeah, this is definitely going to change. Like, now, all this is going to change.
You could do it if you got two 10x10s like Lindsay has. Hmm. They're this tall.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You could literally put those in the bed and make it a 10x20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just true.
Because those 10x20 Easy Ups we have are so... They're a monstrosity.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I didn't think about that. Obviously, you could take two 10x10s and put them together and then you could shrink them down or.
Yeah. Because even the 10x10 I have, the Easy Up 10x10 I have.
You recording?
Yeah, I am. I'm just, people are.
Messaging?
Dan Hogan just messaged me. So anyways, so the 10x10 I have is tall.
Mm-hmm.
You get the shorty like she has, two of those.
Yeah.
And then that you could be like, that you have options then.
Yeah.
Then you could do
it. And that's what I'm going to have to figure out once the Tacoma's done.
Which is the fun part to me.
Oh, yeah.
The fun part of all that is like figuring all this out.
Yeah, for definitely. Yeah, me too. And it's always, and it feels like a little bit of a sense of accomplishment getting it. Mm-hmm. Like just putting, like even putting the booth in the back of the Tacoma that one time
felt feels like good. An accomplishment. It's just fun.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. Even bringing stuff out here in the Tundra, you know, it's all different scenarios. But anyway, so we get all the stuff in there.
And then we take it to the show in the morning, mm-hmm.
Unload everything.
And then after the show, we load it back in your truck. And then Sunday morning, we unloaded it back out of the truck. It was a lot of loading and unloading and moving parts to make that work.
But I was exhausted.
It was worth it because the show is like...
Oh, the show is fun. The show is super fun.
Yeah.
It was at the Stratosphere this year, you know, previous years.
The Strat.
Previous years, it was at Buffalo Bills at State Line. And, you know, Roulette, I forgot to mention this. Roulette brought up that this was the 11th year that, you know, well, I don't know when you started going regularly, but I started going. I think I went to the very first one in 14.
You've been going longer than I have.
I think so. And that year, so 2014 was the first one I went to. It was the first. I was still petitioning the club. Roulette was DJing. And, yeah, that was the very first one that I went to. Well, no, actually, not the very first day to remember, or Chubbs, what it used to be called, because way, way back in the day, like when it was, well, it's still, I don't know how to describe it. It's still a memorial show, but it's kind of evolved a little bit. But in the beginning, when it was strictly a memorial show, it was at a electronic store in Vegas a long, long time ago. But anyway, yeah, so Roulette reminded me that we've been doing it for 11 years now. So that's pretty crazy. But yeah, so not at State Line, at the Strat. I liked it. It was cool.
I said that there's way more pros versus Buffalo Bills to this than cons. The one con to me is at Buffalo Bills, it felt like the whole entire place was ours.
Yeah.
Like it was, the Avi feels like it's all of ours. Like there's no issues with trailer parking. There's no issues with parking, setting up the booth Friday. Like throwing a show on the strip is a difficult thing for them to do.
Yeah. Like behind the scenes too.
Behind the scenes. That's what I'm saying. Like permits, the strip doesn't care about you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They don't need them.
They don't care about where you park. They don't cater to you at all.
Mm-hmm.
So anything you get from them, from the hotels, anything is a bonus. So you have to go into that mentally knowing that they, when you roll up, you can't be like, well, I'm with the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
That hotel does not care.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, yeah, we whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you're there or not.
And it also kind of complicates things a little bit too, because A Day to Remember is traditionally the Saturday after SEMA. And what I found interesting is like when I was interacting with like the people like checking us in and stuff, they were like, oh yeah, the trailer park in the back, there's a lot of SEMA vehicles. So they're like very, obviously SEMA's been there for a long time, but especially with that area right there, because the convention center is right around the corner. So there's a lot of SEMA people involved in there too. So they're like, they're kind of already juggling that, you know.
So I want to ask Izzy and Victoria, because they're the ones that
I need to ask them
that video of the trailer parking that they posted.
Oh,
they had to have recorded that the week before SEMA.
Oh, for sure.
Because there was no trailers. It was
empty.
There.
Yeah.
Rock up on Friday to park. It was full of SEMA cars that had been there all SEMA trailers that had been there all
right,
week.
Right,
so
yeah.
So I wanted to ask them that. And yeah. And hopefully next year we could park in the lot Friday night. It makes it easier as vendors if the show allows you to set up the day before.
Yeah, definitely.
Or at least park.
And I know like a lot of things are out of their control.
Yeah.
But I would see, like, I would, as a request or like a suggestion, yeah, if we could get in there Friday and at least put up the easy ups and the tables, you know, not even like putting out the stuff or, you know, anything, just something.
Just the easy ups, at least.
Yeah, something.
They're just getting that part out of the way in the morning
is that's
makes
always
it
the hard
so
one.
Much better.
Yeah, and it's always like the most difficult part.
My other favorite part, which this will be in my video. So our videos are going to be a little weird.
Yeah, they are.
Because we were very busy.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't like go film the show or anything. We kind of just, I don't know what you filmed. Did you film walking
around? I did, yeah. I actually got quite a bit of content. Not like full show coverage, so like, if you watch my video and you're expecting to see like all the trucks there or cars, that no, it's not that. It's only a few. It's only basically a lot of limbo stuff because I like movement. You know, I'd much rather like film movement and stuff. But my video, when it comes out, and it will come out because everybody's going to say, well, because last year's video never came out. But anyway, we'll gloss over that part. When the video does come out, it's going to be a combination of the Day of the Dead show a couple weeks ago, the A Day to Remember show, and then Dino's. It's going to be one video.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's going to be one video, and it's going to be like
your, and call it like the 3 weekend adventure or something.
Something
like that.
Something. But it's going to be kind of cool because like it's going to be like I never, like usually when I do a video, it's me leaving, traveling, getting there. This one is like, okay, we're at the Day of the Dead show and a few clips from that. And then the next one is just me in Vegas. And like, okay, now we're in Vegas at the A Day to Remember show. And then this one's going to be like, oh, now I'm in Phoenix. So it's going to be like no real like, it's going to be weird because it's not going to be a transition into the next show. It's just going to be the next thing.
You should, I always say you should, right? I'm that guy. But it would be funny to take a picture of the Tundra in the trailer and cut it out and then put a map. And then show the thing. It's in Southern California.
Oh, yeah.
And the transition is you driving up the 15 to Vegas. And then it's there. And then the next is transitioning to driving to Phoenix.
Yeah, that'd
and
be cool. There, yeah, that'd like be that. Fun. But yeah, so that'll be the premise of my video.
My video, I have footage of nothing. I have like Oliver talking, Shannon talking, a few of us talking, giving out the Drop Choice Award. I drove my truck up and down the strip twice. I didn't take any footage. I took vertical for a reel because obviously that's important.
Yeah.
And I never just turned like this and filmed me and Rob
just driving. Yeah, I know like, you guys were cruising around.
We're just like this. I never did that. And, and I regret that because it was super fun driving.
I know.
Me and Rob cruising down the strip was fun.
Yeah, I know. I regret not. Again, I was just like, I don't know. My brain turned to mush by the end of the show and I wasn't really thinking. We went out, we ate. And then after that, I'm just like, phew.
Yeah, but I think we have to make a pact this year to, depending on what happens next year, is at least go out Thursday.
Yeah.
If we can.
Mm-hmm.
Angie, does Angie listen to this?
Every week.
Angie,
every word.
can you get Friday off of work? And if you can't, meet us there.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that far.
We have work to do.
Yeah. We have things to do.
AKA drive up and down the strip in our trucks, because your truck will be there.
It'll be done.
Hopefully.
Yeah, well, hopefully. Panda's like, I don't know, man.
Maybe I won't drop it off that time. No.
He's all, no, I meant November next year.
You know, I was supposed to, 2 years ago at this time, a month before this time, I was like, hey, you think we get the OBS by Dino's? He's like,
oh, that's right. No.
OBS is still in my bag.
I remember when we were supposed to take the OBS to that Red Rocks show.
Last year.
That was last year.
Might happen this year.
Maybe.
Maybe. Speaking of Red Rocks, there's another show coming back in May in Utah. I saw a post about it.
Oh, really?
Rolling in the Red
Rocks. Oh, he's going to do it again next year? Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. That's good. I'm excited for that.
Me too.
Little break from it. Come back, you know, next year.
Plus, it's right around. It's going to be around the time that Cruise of the Pines was. They moved to October. Uh-huh. So remember that was like super busy part of the year. And then it like slowed way down.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward
to it. But anyways, back to Day to Remember.
Back to the Day to Remember. A couple points that I wanted to make on it. About the differences between Buffalo Bills and being at the Strat. And two different experiences. One, yeah, I totally agree with you that the experience at Buffalo Bills is kind of more of like an all-inclusive type thing. And it also being there forces you into Buffalo Bills. Like everybody was out the show and then everybody migrates. There's really no other place to go except for there. So you walk in and you are guaranteed to see people and hang out. That didn't happen at the Strat.
No.
Everybody met at Dino's and I didn't make, again, I said this a bunch of times, but I was tired. Didn't make it to Dino's, but everybody was down at Dino's.
Which I heard was packed and a lot of fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, see ya?
Yeah. Roulette even woke back up. He went and took a nap.
Oh, hold on. I got to think about Roulette, because Roulette was just like, hey, where you at? And I'm like thinking, dang, dude, Roulette's just out there. He's still hanging. Then I found out later he took a little nap.
So
and then went
so you went to the room, went to sleep. Did you? Oh, no, we went and got tacos.
Yeah, we ate.
So
yeah.
Me, you, Angie, and Rob. Hopped in Rob's car, went to Tacos El Gordo, and had the best tacos ever. Mm-hmm. And that was super fun. And then we get back, and you were just like, you and Angie were kind of like, are we going? Are we not going? Are we going? Are we not going? And you didn't go.
Did Roulette walk down there? Or did he? Because that was, okay, look, I'm going to sound really bad right now. But it was the walk. We were like looking at the walk, and we're like, dang, it's like a 15-minute walk. I don't know.
Yeah, you just stood in line for 45 minutes for tacos.
Maybe that's what killed it too. Yeah, the Tacos El Gordo, you have to stand in line to get your tacos.
But also the thought, maybe there was a thought in the back of your head. I've watched this transition happen with you.
Uh-huh.
Last year, we went to you and Angie got to Buffalo Bills late.
I'm trying to remember.
Me and Lindsay got there at like, I think 7 or something.
Oh, yeah. Huh?
And me, Lindsay, and Oliver, a few other people were walking around. Then you guys showed up, and we were in the hotel room. And you both were like, do we go downstairs for a little while? I don't know. Do we? I don't know. Do we? Mm-hmm. You ended up going downstairs.
Yeah.
But you were like questioning it.
Mm-hmm.
The year before that, there would have been no questioning.
Yeah, just party. Down there, party.
This year, you were like, I think maybe in the back of your head, there's this thought of, we're going to wake up tomorrow really hungover if we go down to this bar.
Yeah, there was that thought too.
Not definitely. At the forefront.
Yeah.
The forefront was, I'm tired.
Yeah.
And I don't want to walk down.
I don't want to walk.
But there's this little thing in the back of your head going, dude, if you go down there.
I mean, no, that's definitely it. Because also, a little behind the scenes, like Angie signed up for overtime on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And we had to be back home by noon. Yeah. So that part probably played some part in it. But I was just talking more about like the differences between the two two events and the two Buffalo Bills versus Strat.
When you walk into the Strat, there it was kind of like, you do go this way, and then you saw people kind of dotted around, but there was no center hangout.
Yeah. So maybe like I know that Dino's is the freaks of nature spot in Las Vegas where all they hang out. But maybe, again, suggestions, I'm not saying anything, but maybe like make a more effort to maybe do something there. So people are not, they don't feel like they have to travel anywhere. Mm. They could just kind of be there, you know, inside, like go get food or whatever, but then say, okay, everybody, we're going to meet here at this bar and we're going to take it over and hang out, you know?
Yeah, that's kind of a thing that seemed to be missing in my opinion, but I don't know. What else was I going to say? Oh, the vibe on Friday night in the parking structure was really
cool. Oh, that was super cool. Yes.
So I rolled in, parked my truck, and it looked like some kind of Tokyo drift style hangout. You know, there was just, everyone was just parked up, washing, you know, wiping down cars and hanging out and talking. And it was
cool because it was almost like a little pre-show.
Yeah. My other suggestion would be, if we get that second story again, they allow us to do this again, is that, like, that's, it was like the opener almost.
Yeah, it's
it
like
was,
a pre-party.
It was super, it was like a side effect to the everyone parking there, but it was super cool.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, definitely, like capitalize on those little things. Like, okay, everybody try, you know, we're going to be here hanging out in the parking lot on Friday. We're going to do the show. And then Saturday, we're going to pick somewhere inside of the Strat to hang out. I don't know, just a suggestion.
Yeah.
You know, but hey, but this was, I mean, I could only imagine the stuff that Izzy and Victoria had to go through to make that thing happen.
Yeah.
And I'm really grateful for that. That was, it was really cool. I mean, it was, everything was really great. Even like, and they planned out everything out really well. Like the morning of rolling in, Cotton was out there at the stoplight. Cause like, he was like, dude, if we have any kind of traffic inside on the strip, like they're going to shut the whole thing down.
Yeah.
So they were very careful and concise in all the things that they did to make it happen. And it was in it, and it went off without a hitch.
It was really cool to see a bunch of people come from SEMA from other countries. Like I met people from France, Germany, Japan, all over the place that were there. Their flights were leaving that night or Sunday. And then they kind of moseyed on down there. And remember what we were talking about like promoting within the, where the city of the, that the show's in. That's what they did. They were like the casino was, had Izzy's truck parked in there.
Oh, yeah,
they had
yeah.
posters everywhere. So if you're there on Friday night and you're there for the weekend and you're like, oh, there's a car show, I'm going to go over there. So that's like, it brought people.
And also now that I think about it, and they probably planned this and they're like, yeah, duh, that's why we did that. You already have car people there, SEMA people, and they're going to stay because like, it, since it's right around the corner from the convention center, there's tons and tons of SEMA people. So, yeah.
Yeah, when we rolled in, there was two Chevy square bodies that were in the burnout, part of the burnout wars. And their trailer was parked where our trailers were. And they were like, what? Is there another car show? Is there a car show tomorrow?
Oh, that's cool.
And we're like, yeah, it's across the street. And they're like, oh, that's super sick. I didn't even know about it. So,
yeah, that's awesome.
But what was I going to say? Oh, when I was going back to our videos, like what we recorded, there's going to be a portion of my video that's kind of funny. And we were using my Tacoma
as
transport. So like when we brought your truck and trailer over to the parking lot to unload, I followed you over to park it, picked you up in my Tacoma, brought you back. And then, of course, you forgot something in the trailer. So we hopped back in the Tacoma. We drove over to the parking lot where the truck and trailer were. And we go to make a left. And at this point in time, we're like, it's like 9 and we want to get set up and we want to start selling. And both of us get a little anxious around this time. So we got to make the left. All of a sudden, these cops pull up in front of the truck.
And we're like, why is there a fire truck coming out of there? That's weird. Yeah.
They closed the street down right in front of us. I aired the truck out, turned it off. And we sat there while 500 bicyclists or 1,000 bicyclists drove down the strip.
And I don't know if ever, many people know, but I loathe bicyclists.
And I think a lot of people do. We've got a lot of when we had this conversation before, a lot of people were just like, yeah, me too.
I was just like, it was like my worst nightmare. It's like trying to do the show, all these bicyclists. It was, and then at the end, and maybe I'll catch some heat for this one, but at the end there were like the tricycle motorcycles.
Oh, yeah.
Which also irrationally make me angry.
And also the cops that were doing this.
Yeah.
You know, the cops, they're like, they take their job that seriously. Oh, yeah. And they were just like, on the microphone, just like, all right, everyone stay to the left. And it's just like, yeah, we know.
Yeah.
You know,
it was funny. It was definitely, and then we were just, all we could do is just sit there and be like, well, okay, I guess we're doing this
now. And
then
just more bikes and more bikes. Yeah. And like, the car in front of us went, we were the first one at the light to get stuck.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. That was funny. But yeah, no, killer weekend, a lot of fun. Thanks to Free, all of Freaks. And Izzy and Victoria for putting it together. It was really cool. And looking forward to next year.
Yeah.
Hopefully it all works out again.
It has to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has to, because it's basically, over the past, now it's, you know, 11 years, it has just become a staple during the year that happens, you know? In the beginning, it was always like, it was sort of like, not the last show of the year, you know? So it was sort of like ending the year with it, but not really anymore. I don't know.
Now it kind of does.
It kind of does. But there's, then we have this.
There's no Severn in the Southwest.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So this is it.
Yeah, yeah.
At least for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to Turkey Drag.
You're going to Turkey Drag next week.
I'm going to Turkey Drag in a couple of weeks.
And you're taking the red truck.
That's a whole nother thing.
Oh, is that might. That's
No, that's going to happen. But like, I kind of posted that the red truck was going to go. Like, everyone will see it in my next video. And I don't know when my next video will be up at some point the week of this video being up. I don't know when, though, because Dino's, I have my Tacoma back in the shop getting worked on. So mm-hmm. There's going to be a video of that. There's all kinds of stuff happening. There's so much stuff happening right now. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, just real busy.
Yeah, real busy. And it's going to continue that way.
When does your new video? Well, I mean, not.
I don't know.
Not today, because you still have to finish it, and
no, yeah,
you're not really have any time.
No, I don't have time to edit it.
Yeah,
that's the biggest thing. So I have like everything so far that I have on the red truck up into the edited, but I don't have the beginning. Is going to be the Kyusha Club meet
of this latest video.
The next video, it'll start at the Kyusha Club, mm-hmm. and then it'll go into the red truck.
Into the red truck,
and then it'll go into Day of the Dead.
Oh, okay. Yours is going to be another kind of mix. Is it going to include a little bit of A Day to Remember, or is that part of the next?
I think that's part of the next one.
Okay.
I kind of don't have a plan. I kind of am just really winging this thing.
Yeah,
yeah. And I'm trying to put a content out every 2 weeks. It's really, really hard.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to get really hard when there is no red truck.
Well, I mean, there's other stuff.
There's other stuff, but yeah. There'll be the Tacoma. I'll be out in SoCal quite a bit soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you decide on what you were thinking about?
No.
No? That's still up in the air?
So much stuff.
I love all the alluding to everything.
I know.
And I'm just sitting over here patiently waiting for my spot to open. I'm just like.
I know. You're like, that's cool, man. That's cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
I know, which is, also this is kind of funny because I was like, the original idea was for me to bring the Tacoma out this weekend.
Yeah.
And then it was like, well, I don't want to bring it out and then just have it sit. And then nothing happened, and then I got to come out again once work starts. Yeah. So we decided to bring it out once Panda's ready to like do something with it. Bring it out, start it, so I can actually film something and create some
drive
content.
It out or trailer, however you do it.
Which is that we got to talk about that.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
I don't know.
That'll be easy because I mean, even if you just drove it out
mm-hmm.
and then leave it here, I could just drive you home.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like we could just do guest episodes, or we could do something or mm-hmm. whatever. Like we just figure it out.
Yeah. But now, so that was the original plan. And
or we could fly home.
I mean, I could do that too. I don't want to. I would walk home. But yeah, so that was the original plan. And then it was, okay, whenever you're ready. And I feel like I'm the vibes that I'm getting, I'm like, man, I don't know even if it's going to be next month. It might be January.
You just don't know.
I know.
You don't know. This is what you do. You have to communicate with him
mm-hmm.
and be like, you know, not a lot, you know, but just like,
what's going on?
Hey, I'm ready, fool. Whenever mm-hmm. you're ready.
That's what I keep telling him.
Yeah.
So he's aware.
I'm there a lot too. So I'm just like, yeah. So he's got the red truck and then he's got that Jeep thing. He's doing like extending the Jeep thing. And then he's got another truck coming in after that. But that my truck should be gone. And then there's a older truck behind it that should be gone. It should go pretty quick.
Mm.
Like, because he's got the two guys down there now.
And Joey's even like, what's going on with my truck?
I know. I feel really bad about Joey's because it just hasn't been so long. But Joey's will literally be a day or two job.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be. And then my bed is literally going to be.
That's going to be a really fast body drop.
Yeah.
One day.
I know. We've done it before.
Just kidding, Joey. Your truck's not getting body dropped. Sorry.
I can't wait for that video to come out. But yeah, I know. I feel bad for Joey. It's been here for a long time. But that's just kind of getting it out here was the first step in the process.
Right. Right. And it's different in Joey's case anyway, because Joey, he's not trying to like, it's different for me, like having to set it up the way we want to set it up and everything. Joey just gets it out here. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
If Joey's all, of course it matters. Listening to that. And he's listening
Joey,
to
if Joey would drive his truck to shows more often, then I would brush this, but he doesn't go anywhere. So it doesn't matter.
Dang. Joey out here catching strays for no damn reason.
Joey's texting me right now. Joey, like not right now. Oh, like when he's listening to this, he's going to be texting me, right? Hey, fool. I'd go to shows, but you have my truck, you liar.
Yeah. Oh, shit. That's funny.
But yeah, and then.
But this weekend, Dino's. What specifically about Dino's is going on? We got, it's Wednesday.
Talk about how I dented my back of my brand new truck almost?
We can if you want to.
God, what a terrible thing. I was going to say how nice it was towing with that. Up to Vegas and home. Mm-hmm. It was just this. It was just a treat.
Mm-hmm.
You know how that treat.
Oh
is,
yeah, right? I know. It's great.
It's great. And then today, I was trying to back my car trailer back into my backyard, and in my old Titan, I could drop the tailgate and see out my back window as I'm turning, because it's a very tight to get into my backyard, and the stupid neighbor has their truck parked out front, so I can't. So I drop the tailgate. It doesn't touch the trailer thing, and the trailer thing is dead center. So my math is this. It's obviously my math is wrong.
It was wrong.
Anyways, I get the
trailer. Sorry, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at this.
Yeah, no. As I'm backing the trailer and you pull up.
So and I'm watching.
You're helping me, like telling me there's enough room. I already got it back there. And then I was like, tell me. And then we both looked at the tailgate and we were like, ooh.
I was hoping, like, when I first saw it, because that used to happen with my Titan too. Like, it would hit that thing. But I was hoping it was just the plastic piece.
No.
No.
No, we got a little paint rub and a little dent.
A little dent. Oh, God, that's terrible.
Yeah. But I looked at it and I was like,
Can't undent it. It's already dented.
I'll get it fit. I know painters.
Yeah. You know, the thing about the other Titan, the old one, it did have a body lift on it, so that probably helped with the clearance.
Also, it was a shorter... The distance between the edge of the tailgate when I dropped it to that stem...
Was shorter?
Was longer.
Oh.
There was more space.
Oh, more space, yeah.
Yeah, so this one... Man. And honestly, dropping the tailgate didn't help on this one because those back windows are tinted so dark. And like when I open the center of the window, the truck is like up like this. I mean, my other one was like that too. I don't know. It's just different. Mm-hmm. So now I get to...
Didn't ask you about that, about taking it to A Day to Remember, towing your truck up there. Just nice. Everything was smooth.
Yeah, it was just... Yeah, real nice, real smooth. That road between Kingman and Vegas sucks, though. It's so bad.
Oh, yeah.
It's real bad. I don't think you've probably never taken that road.
I know of it. I don't know. I don't think I've traveled it.
It's terrible.
Does it go through Laughlin?
No. It you get off the 40 in Kingman. Mm-hmm. You go up over this hill, and then that's where you can get off and go to Laughlin. But if you go straight, you go over the Hoover Dam.
Oh, that's not the same thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
No, it's real. It sucks. But no, it was super nice driving it, comfortable.
Because the day of the Dead Show was the first time you've taken it out on a trip, right?
Yeah.
Everything okay?
Yeah. In the kitchen, there's the iPhone charger that's plugged into the wall.
Oh yeah.
Can you grab it?
Yeah, I got you.
I'm not going to stop this, so I'm just going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, if there's anybody out there that's local to Phoenix that does PDF or know anyone that does PDF, I need a PDF guy to see if they can knock me out a little something.
Oh, dinger.
Yeah, so plug it in over there and just hand me the cord. I don't know if it can. I think it can be PDF'd out, but it definitely took some paint off.
It did, 100%.
Yeah.
It went all the way down the middle.
Stop it.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to go kick your truck and dent it. So
I know. Obviously, we're two different people, and people know how I am. But I'm like, man, you're handling this really well. I would be like, I'd be so upset.
Yep, not even. It didn't even bother me.
I know.
It's in this way that my brain just goes, it's just whatever.
Well, I know, because like I said, you can't undent it.
No.
Yeah, like, and that's what I try to tell myself when I get upset like that. Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, I can't undent it. It is what it is. It now exists.
Building my Tacoma has changed my thought process on everything. Mm. Because I watch what Trevor does and I watch what Tanner does. And I'm just going, anything can be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. There's nothing out there that just can't be fixed. Mm-hmm. You know, so if something cracks or breaks or tears, someone can fix it. You know, like the interior, the seat tear, I'll just have an interior guy fix it. Things are going to happen.
Yeah.
And when that happens, just like, oh, I'll just buy a new cap and I'll have someone fix the tailgate.
I'm going to have to learn that too when the Tacoma's done. Because if I follow through with what I say I'm going to do, it's going to be open for getting
things. You just have to be just have to be careful with that. Mm-hmm. It'll be a lot easier because it'll be low and you can just set things in there, you know, and it's going to be all by design.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't wait to the first show to figure it out. To bring it home and you go, okay, let's see what I can put in the bed of this truck.
Mm-hmm.
And you go,
okay, I mean in general, like having it bodied and bagged and things are going to happen, you know, like just driving it around.
Well, that's the greatest part about like my, so, I mean, not a lot of people know, but I jacked the bedside of my Tacoma up.
Yeah, I didn't know if you were wrong to say that.
And that bed of my Tacoma is not mine anymore.
Yeah,
I know. I sold it and then did this. So if the person that bought my bed is listening to this, I'm fixing that.
Yeah,
it'll be fixed.
It'll be fine.
But I'm like, that's why when you get your truck back, you're going to learn to drive your body drop truck and learn where to, how to turn and what hits the fenders and what doesn't, and driving down your road and the tolerances of every single thing. Because if you do something, it's better to do it now while it's got a couple little flaws. Because if you just went straight from Pandas
to paint,
straight to Allen's, and it's like, Allen, PDF this stuff out and get this thing, not even painted. Say you just PDF'd everything and got it nice and smooth, and then something happened. Like, that sucks. And so that's just drive it and just, you'll figure it out. Like, figure out when you, how much you can turn, how much you can't turn, what hits the fenders, what doesn't hit the fenders, and putting your stuff in the bed. Like, what, where do I hook things? What do I do? What don't I do? The interior, same thing. 'Cause you're going to put stuff in the interior. You don't want to like rip the interior.
Right.
So do it all. And then once you're like confident in the way to drive it, then you can make it nice.
Yeah. Which is kind of what I'm doing. I'm kind of like, I'm kind of gearing myself up for that mentality, 'cause I do use it every day. You know, so I am kind of getting myself used to, which is, was what happened with the 4Runner, is I never drove it. So it was always like anxious driving it, you know, but now that I use this thing every day, I'm so used to it and comfortable with it that, and then hopefully that transfers over.
And even once you do get it painted, you just have to go, oh, there's a chip in it. I can just get it fixed.
Yeah.
It's literally that easy.
Yeah.
That's it's what not I, difficult. It's not the end of the world. It's actually like, the way that my brain works now is, there's a problem, I'm going to fix the problem. So even setting the booths up. Okay, there's a problem. There's, we got to figure out where to park. I've taken that, instead of that being an annoying thing, I've taken that as like a challenge.
Yeah.
And it's all accepting the challenge of, oh, I messed my bedside up. I'll figure it out. Oh, I messed my tailgate up. Whatever. You know what I mean? It's just like, you can't, there's no such thing as control.
Yeah.
So if you try to control, it's just going to mess with your brain. So you just
roll with it.
Just roll with it.
Yeah.
Just go, oh, I mean, there's so many bad things that can happen.
Yeah. Worse things.
Way bad things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, than that. It's like, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. No, definitely. I gotta start taking that mentality as well. But, I did drive my Tundra out here, which is funny. 'Cause like when I brought the Tacoma out here for Cruise of the Pines, I was like checking the MPGs and stuff like that. The Tacoma gets 22 miles to the gallon. The Tundra got 22 miles to the gallon, which I thought was freaking hilarious. The whole time I'm driving, I just thought it was so freaking funny how they get the exact same gas mileage.
My old Titan got better. It gets better gas mileage than my new Titan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's interesting.
Even towing.
Really?
Even towing. So towing, well, to be fair, my old Titan, I drove very slow when I towed. I could drive fast, but it was loud and it's old, so I babied it, you know what I mean? 60, 65 miles an hour. This thing, I looked down to 80, and I don't even know. So I guess it probably, if I did 60, 65, it would probably get better. So now that I think about that,
Yeah.
But it is funny. Like, I was laughing my ass off. I was just like, God, this thing is so bad on gas.
It's funny.
But it doesn't matter because it's not my daily.
Yeah.
I'm literally driving it for the things that get bad gas
mileage. Right. Yeah. It's definitely purpose made.
Yeah. And I knew that going into it. I was like, okay, if I take it over a 12-month period and I take the, if I were to buy a newer Chevy or a newer whatever that gets X amount of gas mileage while towing versus what I got now, I'd have to spend way more money to get that truck. But then I offset it by driving the Maverick the rest of the time.
Yeah. I remember one time you said, and it's always stuck with me when you said it, that like the gallon of gas in the Titan is not the same gallon of gas that's in the Maverick. Yeah. Like you can't, they cost the same, but they're not like utilized the same.
Yeah. So the Maverick gets 40 miles per gallon. The Titan get 15 miles gallon, right? So that's roughly almost three times the amount. So that $4 you spend on a gallon of gas or whatever it is not the same $4 as
exactly. Yeah. No, that's always stuck with me.
Yeah.
And think that's a really interesting way to look at it. But yeah, man.
So yeah. Dino's
excited. It's going
to
be,
I'm excited. Cause Brent's coming out in the morning.
Yeah.
We're picking. So me, you and Brent get to run around tomorrow.
Yeah.
So the plan is,
it's going to be a repeat of,
Reunion.
Which earlier this
sucks
year.
That Reunion is on the same day as Forbidden.
Oh, it is next year.
It is on the same day
because that happened the year before, right?
Yes. And they this year they had no control over the date. So, but it sucks because that was such a fun time.
It was a lot of fun. So, yeah.
But yeah, so Brent comes out in the morning, and then me, you, and him are going to go to the stadium and
start setting up.
Start setting up. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to go. Or no, if we're going to leave here, we're going to go to the trailer. You haven't even seen the trailer yet, huh?
No, I haven't. No, oh, yeah, I haven't. Right. Yeah.
So you're going to see it tomorrow. Out.
Heck yeah.
And then we're going to go get some stuff there, then go to the show, set up, and then go to Tray 5. Mm-hmm. And then I got to film at Tray 5. And then we're just going to hang out there.
You're filming before the party?
The open house.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Get there around 2:30, Jeremy said.
Okay.
2:33. Yeah, I'm going to film a little bit.
2:33, but that's when we're going to be at the stadium.
So. No, we'll be at the stadium earlier.
Earlier, okay.
I want, because I talked to Joe. And, so we have, as a vendor at Dino's, you have roll-in time.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so your vendor this, your time slots. My time slot is 2:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. Joe's time slot's 3 p.m. Because I'm on the inner part. Joe's on the outer part. So they look at it like, okay, you set up first. Oh. Then this person.
Uh-huh.
This person. But we're not going to be in the way of anybody. So like last year, our time slot was around the same time we showed up at Dune.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah.
Cool. So you've been to every Dino's base. Not every Dino's, but you've been to Dino's since like it was at the appliance shop, right? Mm-hmm. And it's definitely changed over the years.
Yeah.
It has turned into a monster.
Yeah. Funny story is Brent was the one that told me about Dino's originally.
Oh yeah.
When he had his blazer, right? He's like, hey, there's this thing out in Arizona, Dino's Get Down. And I was like, that's stupid. That sounds dumb.
I remember on when he was on the podcast,
he talked about it.
And then how now you like, now you're very, very closely associated with the show.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey,
yeah, my logo's on the shirt, yeah, like all this stuff.
It's very funny.
It is very funny. And I should not say anything ever. Something is dumb.
No.
Cause
you never know.
You never know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So, I think 2015 was the first year I went,
mm-hmm.
But I think it was at the appliance shop 1 year before. This is the 11th year.
The 11th year of the show?
I think so.
Wow. Okay, so it would be like 2014 is when the first one was.
Yeah.
And wasn't the first one at his house?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. First one was at his house, and it was like they got together for Good Guys out here.
Right. So this was, and that's the reason why the truck show's on Friday is because it was the day before Good Guys.
Yep. And then they started, Good Guys was like, oh, no, we're not letting certain years in. Right.
Oh.
So then they started having, okay, well, we're just going to hang out with our trucks at the appliance shop if mm-hmm. you're not going to let us in.
Mm-hmm.
And now Good Guys was like, oh, well, wait a minute.
Yeah, I know. Now it's probably bigger than Good Guys.
Oh, yeah. By far. Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. So it seemed to be an interesting, like, I'd like to interview Dino and talk to him about, like, the future of the Get Down.
Yeah. What does he think is going to happen?
Yeah. Because no one's getting younger. Dino's already older.
You're right.
You know. And I always say shows, every event has a shelf life.
Mm-hmm.
So like every event peaks and then some stay there right mm-hmm. at the top. And then they start to kind of, things change.
Mm-hmm.
And then people go, oh, I'm going to go to this. Instead of going to this event every year,
mm-hmm.
this event looks a little better because this event, something happened. Maybe
something happened, or it just starts getting a little repetitive.
It like changes. I mean, look at events over the years that have changed, right? LST has changed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, LST is still a great event, but it has changed from the first when we definitely started going.
Mm-hmm.
Mini Nats, I feel, is going to start to go through some little
mm-hmm.
some little changes. Cruising has changed at Mini Nats. Cruising,
yeah.
Was always both lanes.
Because mm-hmm. remember, like we used to say about the cool thing about that show is there was, as long as you're not doing burnouts or U-turns, it's fine. But now they're like implementing a little more rules.
So you
stay
in the right lane and the cruising is kind of backed up. And if you're in the left lane and cruising, they kind of, hey,
mm-hmm.
that could impact the show.
Right.
Scraping the coast, same thing. First years I went to Scraping the Coast, it was a free-for-all.
Mm-hmm.
Then they started putting the cones in the middle.
Oh.
And then they started doing hardcore rules about cruising. And it became, now it's a little bit different, mm-hmm. right? So everything changes. And so I always say, go to the show. Don't say next year. I'm going to go next year.
Yeah.
Go this year.
Yeah.
Because you never know what's going to happen.
So you're saying that like that shows have a shelf life. Also, because like the Forbidden Show has been around, this is the 27th year? 26th year?
Our first show was 98.
Okay, so whatever that is. Whatever
that is. It always messes me up.
Yeah, but my point is like that you could say that about that one, but what happened with that one is it evolved. It went from a one-day show at Lake Paris evolving into this, you know, full weekend resort show.
Well,
you know, and I think that helped extend the shelf life.
Forbidden had these like ups, downs. So it was like started the first 2 years at the Family Fun Park and then went into the fairgrounds. And then it just was just like this uptrend. And then it kind of, we started doing 2 days because 1 day wasn't enough. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of reverted back to 1 day almost. And then it got real stale. It got a little stale only for the last few years at Paris. And then, yeah, we rejuvenated it. We kind of changed it. We were just like, okay, if we keep doing this, for one, it wasn't fun for the club. It was kind of putting a little rift in the club. And I was sick of trying to throw a big show because mm-hmm. it's not fun for mm-hmm. me. So, yeah, throw a smaller show that's easier to throw. Because what happens is if the show is harder to throw, and you're not doing it as a business to like I don't personally profit off of the show. Like mm-hmm. the money is the club's money. Mm-hmm. So like, where am I trying to say with this? It's like, there's no personal gain for me for mm-hmm. the show. So the personal gain for me, I have to make the show easier to throw.
Right.
On me, myself, and the club members. So that's where if your show is very difficult to throw, it can be, it can just kind of suck for you. If there's no, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Well, no, what I was alluding to is what I was saying is like you say that a lot of, and this is from the Dino conversation. You want to ask Dino like what is his vision for the future, and it's got us on the conversation of shows having a shelf life. My point is shows do have a shelf life, but if you want a longevity of one specific show, you need to be open to evolution.
That's perfect.
And changing and like going from like a Lake Paris 1 day show to a resort 3 day show. And probably at some point you're going to have to figure something else out, evolve again.
Yeah, you know,
because after a while, like you said, like I've been to Forbidden Show, you know, 8 years in a row. I'm going to go do something else, which is fine. First of all, that's everybody's choice. They could do that. But if you're a show promoter and you want a show to have longevity, then you need to be open to going like, okay, what can we do to mix it up? Kind of, we had a bit of a forced evolution on us with COVID and everything. Yeah. And then the Avi not allowing the show and having to go to the River Lodge mm-hmm. and then trying to make that show. And then that show went through with a little mm-hmm. mini evolution mm-hmm. parking lot.
That's true. It did. Like it.
Yeah. It kind of, so like we kind of got forced to evolve and then back at the Avi. Yeah. So I think that's kind of in the long run has helped because it keeps it, you know, fresh. Like now people are, maybe if they were getting a little stale at the Avi, then that happened. Now they're like, oh man, I really like going to the Avi.
So. Well, I think what I was kind of trying to get at with when I was talking before mm-hmm. and this on the same note that you're saying is like the Avi can only hold so many cars. Mm-hmm. I don't want the show to be bigger.
Right.
So if there's 100 people that cycle throughout the years, mm-hmm. like new people are going to want to come in.
Yeah.
So there's room for that. Mm-hmm. And also we don't need 500 cars there to have a good time or to mm-hmm. like break even or whatever. Mm-hmm. We only need a certain amount. So if only in 10 years from now, I'm going to be 59 years old, 58 years old. That's wild to say.
Yeah, that is very crazy.
I don't want to be like trying to throw the biggest show
right
in the scene at that age. Mm-hmm. What I want at that age, and this is my plan, mm-hmm. is as we all get older, we don't get together as much. And so that show is where we get together.
Yeah.
And it just so happens that it's a show at the same time. So as we get older, I want that to be the easy thing to do, mm-hmm. not some big show where you got to like, whatever, like mm-hmm. it's going to be an easy thing for everyone, mm-hmm. you know? So that's
kind which is what you're curious to know about Dino's, because Dino's
is, that's a monster.
I know, it started off from this like little tiny thing that was kind of like a pre get together and then almost like an anti get together, which I have a thought on that as well. To now over 10,000 trucks or 9,000 trucks
I mean, in reality, it's probably 6,000 trucks.
Whatever. Well, still, that's a lot of freaking cars.
200 vendors.
Yeah.
And you're manning
tens of thousands of people.
You're manning this. Mm-hmm. So he's already in his 60s, I think. Mm-hmm. So what's that? that show going to look
What's it look like?
Yeah. And then from a vendor aspect, like, I'm like, okay, I make a lot of money at this show.
Mm-hmm.
What if the show goes away next year?
Yeah.
What am I going to do? That's a lot of income.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always kind of like thinking of that, you know?
And then also the stresses that he must go through as well as this event evolves and gets crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, at a football stadium, you know, like it's gotta be, we actually really need to talk to him. Cause like,
it would be cool to get him. I guess we should. Hey, we have a podcast. We could probably,
We could just sit down.
Why don't I have him as a guest on my guest list of people to,
I don't know. I always kind of thought that, not that on your list, but I thought that like, yeah, he would definitely be someone we should sit down and talk with.
Yeah.
Cause it'd be really interesting to see his whole perspective,
mm-hmm.
you know? Cause also the interesting thing about Dino is it's not like he has like a shop or like a company. I mean, he does have a company. He has this Chevy only brand, but that's more just like, not just, but it's more an apparel t-shirt brand. So it's not like he's building trucks for people or has a shop, you know? And he still manages to throw the biggest C10 event in the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty wild, you know?
And it's free.
And it's free, yeah. No registration cost, no spectator cost. You don't got to pay to park? Oh, there's no parking?
There's no parking fee? There's nothing. You literally could just park and walk up and see some of the best trucks in the world.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it.
Yeah.
Those are some of the best trucks that are going to be there
mm-hmm.
in the world.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Have you thought of... And I know that, and this is the good thing about like evolution and being open to evolving. Are you going to do another question this year with Mike? Or
we talked about it.
Well, because I mean, we'll be a little honest. Last year it was like a little bit of a struggle,
mm-hmm.
you know, trying to figure it out. Well, everything worked out and the video was amazing.
Yeah.
But there was a point where I noticed you guys, because I'm not really involved in that process at all. So I'm just sort of like watching, you know, and you guys were kind of like, you know, not struggling, but definitely kind of running into some things with that. Because the first, I'm sorry, let's talk. You know, the first year with like, what do you put on your taco? And then the second year, what's the best cereal? Like, those were just like bangers. And then now you're like, what do you do?
So, yeah. And that was just Mike's brain.
Yeah.
Like, hey, there's people making tacos. What do you put on tacos?
Mm-hmm.
And then the cereal one was kind of funny. And then it was like, we overplanned it. We
overthought it.
We overthought it. Definitely. And so we're like, in my brain, I came up with this idea. It was actually me and Morgan, Joe Molina, mm-hmm. Morgan, Miss C. Tenvata. We listened to a podcast called Are You Garbage?
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny. And we're like, we should get those questions and ask them to the people. And so Mike started doing it in the morning and he comes to the back and he's like, hey, this is not working.
Yeah.
What should we do? And I'm like, Chupas was right there. I was like, I don't know. Just go free, you and Chupas, go
do something.
So this year is going to be that.
Yeah.
It's literally going to be like.
That's the best way to handle it.
Yeah, and there might be weather this year, so we might have rain on Saturday, and I don't think Mike's going to be there on Saturday. I think he has a golf tournament.
Oh, really?
And if you ever want to see what Mike Milan does besides truck stuff.
Yeah, let's just shout out his channel.
Cabbage Bros.
Yeah.
Is his golf channel.
Mm-hmm.
Go subscribe and leave a comment and say you heard him on the drop.
Yeah.
Right? So anyways, it's all going to be done Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting because usually he closes it out on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not going to be there to close it out unless he comes back. I don't know. You might have to fill in for Mike.
I could do it.
You might have to fill in. Yeah, you might have to do like a handoff. He might hand the mic off to you.
Hand it off to me and then I go out. He's hey, like, man. I got a little like for my Forbidden video earlier this year. I kind of got a little experience in that.
And you know people in the... So you...
Yeah. Like,
you
oh,
could
find... I could do that.
Yeah, you might... Hmm.
Hmm.
Could be interesting.
Next week...
You could tap mics.
Yep. Tapping the mic.
Yeah. So funny.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. Yeah. That's going to be fun. I was curious about that. Last year, him ending up on the horse was probably the peak of the video. No.
When he busted out of the porta potty. That was the funniest thing. And then the horse was second.
I forgot. Yeah, right off the bat, I forgot the porta potty. And then, like, when he had the microphone in the porta potty, he's hyping himself up while he's taking a leak. Oh, come on, Mike. You got this. Pull yourself together.
So funny.
Mike is great. Mike is just, his mind works in
I know. I have to get an updated video on a Suburban. People still comment on it, like, hey, what happened to this?
I know. Well, we all want to know. I want to know.
Yeah. He decided to buy a new house and then remodel the house and doesn't have any more money.
Well,
this is essentially kind of how it went down. Started the Suburban with no plans to buy a house, bought a house
yeah,
and revamped the entire thing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we'll have to get an update.
That's going
to
be exciting when that thing is finished. And we need to have him back on for a little update. I like how we have our like kind of like little, you know, we have Mike, we have Will, just kind of catching up with people.
We need to do some new guests though.
Yeah, though definitely.
Yeah. But like I said, I'll be in SoCal. I'm thinking I'll be in Southern California a lot in December and January.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'm not going anywhere, so yeah. I'll be there.
And there's not much going on. Mm-hmm. Maybe you could come out the week of Modded Culture.
When's that?
January 3rd. If you talk to Panda, if you can get your truck dropped off sometime and then make that one of the trips, like you're going to have to plan these trips out in chunks of like 4 and 5 days or at least 3 or 4 days, solid days. Mm-hmm. So if you can come out and also do shows and also do podcasts, it kind of just makes sense.
Yeah.
So Modded Culture is January 3rd. Mm-hmm. Severn the Southwest is January
31st. Okay.
So you have at least, and then there's a show the weekend after Severn the Southwest.
Which one's that one?
It's the Sunset
Club. Oh, yeah. Huh.
I think it's the date. I don't have the date.
Was that the flyers that they had at over the weekend?
Yeah. Yeah. Sunset is February 7th in Peoria, Arizona.
February 7th. Okay.
And Severn is January 31st, which is the weekend before that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And Modded Culture. Oh, and the Club Christmas Party.
Oh yeah, that's the 17th. We're going to be doing that in January this year.
Yeah.
Have you thought of a gift yet?
I'm just going to do the clock again.
Oh really? Oh, but it's supposed to be a surprise.
No one's. Yeah, it doesn't matter. The clock was sick.
It was super cool.
I'm going to change it up this time though. I'm going to do like a different background or something. Mm-hmm. It'll just be my Tacoma on every one of the things.
Your Tacoma in different stages. Yeah. One is just the motor and frame, and then the body, and then the.
And then a picture of Tanner's face and a picture of Panda's face.
That's funny. That'd be hilarious. That'd be so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where are we at? What are we doing here?
I don't know. But I'm excited to show everyone the new mod on the Tacoma.
It's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
I like it. I've seen it.
It's going to really make me go down a deep, dark dive of doing things I didn't want to do. But we'll have to wait to talk about that later.
Yeah, yeah. It's one thing. It does open. Yeah, you're right. It does open it up for that whole part. But without saying everything, you were already wanting to do something like that. So it's kind of kicked you on that path.
It has.
So yeah. So you wanted to go down that path anyway.
Yeah.
Bacon. Did you? I don't know if he hit you up, but did Bacon call you out? Because I posted. Angie took like this like really short little clip of us pulling in.
Oh yeah. No, I don't. Well, you know what? I haven't read a lot of my messages today on Instagram. Might have. Yeah.
So he called you out. He called you Full Lift Brian.
Oh.
Because you pulled in that parking lot a little. And I didn't even, I thought it was a cool clip as you came in and just like aired it out. And I thought, oh, that's really cool. I didn't notice in the beginning.
It's funny because the clip of, that's another thing we didn't talk about is I did my limbo for the first time.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't going to do it. And then.
You got scumbagged into it?
Well, I was just like walking back and I'm all, why am I not doing this?
Yeah, exactly. Your truck is there.
Why not? So I did it. And then I'm like, sitting there and I'm like, can I just stop and wait till the pole comes down to my level?
Okay, so another suggestion for the A Day to Remember show, maybe let's start with the pole a little lower.
Yeah,
like obviously, like you know, the like the Suburban, you know, there's a couple cars that like,
okay. Or no, I have a better suggestion.
Yes,
if your truck is not body dropped or very low, just don't even go in the limo.
But you know what's funny is, you know who always ends up winning is the laid to rest Corvette.
Yeah.
Just because it's a naturally. It's,
how about you don't do that either? Because that's not fair.
I don't know if the car's pretty bad.
It is pretty dope. Trucks only. How about that?
Oh, there you go. I like that.
Trucks only with full roofs.
yeah. No
convertibles. Oliver will win.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, who actually won the limo? I don't know either.
I know I didn't win.
The one guy in the little three-wheel thingy was hilarious. Did you see that guy? Mm-mm. So I don't know what kind of car it was, but it's like this like little, it's like a, oh, this, I don't even know this guy, so I could talk crap about him, whatever. But it's like a dorky slingshot. Like slingshots are already kind of unique, you know?
Dorky.
They're not my thing.
They're stupid.
They're not my thing. Yeah. But this one was like an even dorkier version of a slingshot. And it's like, it's a single seater, one person little cockpit thing. It actually kind of looks like a penis. But yeah, so he was going through the limbo. Everybody's making fun of that dude so bad. And I could, like, I don't feel bad saying that because, like, he was just, I don't know. I think he was like a SEMA guy.
Random comes into the parking lot.
I think he was, honestly. I think
he's driving by. He's looking. He's like, what's that? Gets in line.
Maybe they were staying at the hotel or something. It was like this guy and his girlfriend. And he was not a mini trucker for sure. But yeah, so he's rolling through and like, cause I'm like dipping in and out of the crowd, like filming from different angles and stuff. Mm-hmm. And everywhere I went, every time that dude went through, people were just like talking crap. It was kind of funny.
What I learned about the limbo was it takes a long time if your truck's really low.
Mm-hmm.
Two, you just stare at the person in front of you the whole time.
Yeah.
So I was just staring at Tom's 4Runner. No. Like, three, you see the same people as I'm driving around because all the club tents were on the outside of the thing. So I'm just like, the same people. They're like, what's up? I'm like, what's up? And then 5 minutes later, they're like, what's up? I'm like, what's up?
That's funny.
I did have random people jumping in and out of my truck.
Yeah.
Well, I had my cousins.
Yeah. I'm sitting there filming and I'm like, because like I look everything through a viewfinder. So I'm like, are those children in this truck?
Yeah. Roulette. I'm driving by and roulette's all, who are those children in your truck? I have family members that live in Vegas, and my uncle and my cousins were there, and yeah, they hopped in the truck.
That's cool.
Yeah,
it looked like you had a good time.
No, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. Just, and then Andy Cook jumped in for a little while, mm-hmm. and yeah. And what I was saying is, you know, you're saying full lift.
Mm-hmm.
So at first, I had it full lift going, turning, because I was like, oh, I'm gonna. Well, then I was like, oh, I don't even have to lift this truck to turn.
Yeah,
I was like, all the way laid out, and it was making those tight turns, and I was like,
oh, kind of give you a chance to really test out the turning.
I can't turn it all the way, but mm-hmm. I could turn it enough to get through that thing.
That's cool.
But then I also was like, this truck gets a lot of lift in the front.
It does. The whole thing gets a lot of lift.
Yeah, a lot of times the fronts don't get a lot of lift. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate the Hell's Gate Hot Rods kit
mm-hmm.
for making that happen.
And the Hell's Gate steering stops.
Mm-hmm. And the Suspension Dimension rear suspension and the mm-hmm. Panda Fabrication Resta suspension. And
it all came together.
And so, my stereo guy that rebuilt my motor. And
yeah. And is also helping you with parts
all kinds of stuff.
Gosh, yeah. No, it was.
If I didn't have friends,
I know. I was about to say, like, what do they say? Like, it takes a village.
It
took a village to build your truck.
Yeah, I would. You know, I don't consider myself like cool, but I think like I'm cool because of the people I surround myself with. But if I didn't have these people in my life, I would definitely not. I don't know what I would do.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I feel you. I feel the same way. Yeah, but that was fun. Yeah, that was just a fun show. Fun show.
Then Matt Reed came out with his truck.
Yeah, Matt Reed brought his Mitsu, which is a super cool truck.
We almost won club participation
with two vehicles. Strong. We're gonna come back next year. Now, maybe not when we won club participation a couple years ago when we did our 30th anniversary, and
we're closing in on the 35th, which I don't feel as special as the 30th.
No, is that no?
I say we rolled deep the 40th.
Yeah, I think it's like 10, not 15. 20. I think 25 for some reason is like a special.
Yeah, it's like a
quarter century kind of thing, you know, 25 and then 30, 40, 50.
It's like birthdays.
Yeah.
You celebrate every year up until you're 18. Then the next special birthday is 21.
Right.
Then the next special birthday is 25 because you can rent a car. And then 30, 35, 40, and then 50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then.
And then after that, no one cares.
Yeah. So how old is Sunset? Like 300 years old? In this case. Just kidding. Sorry, guys. Damn. Wow. Jeez. Sunset catching strays.
Anyways, if you go on the website and buy two shirts or more, I'll give you a koozie.
Yeah, those are cool. Good life. 100% chill. I like that.
Yeah.
And it's like the High Life logo.
It is, because that's how they drew the Day of the Dead shirt.
Mm-hmm.
They're holding cans.
Oh, is that the same logo?
And the cans say Good Life, 100% chill. And
who came up with 100% chill? You or Daniel?
Daniel.
Mm.
Yeah, because it's like, I don't know what the cans say of beer, of Miller High Life.
The champagne of beers.
But the can, the Miller High Life can, I don't know if it says like 100% or
no. It says the champagne of beers.
Oh. Anyways, you'll get one of these.
Yeah, that's cool. I don't have anything like that. Just go to my website and buy stuff, please. But thanks for everybody who's been buying stuff on the website.
Oh, and congratulations to Frank, who made his logo t-shirts finally.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, I got bullied, as Lindsay would say. I got bullied into doing that.
She said, bully your friends into making good decisions.
Yes, thank you, Lindsay. I appreciate it.
Yes.
kind
of
hurts my
feelings
sometimes. It
took 2 years of trips, road trips, to find for you to us telling you do this because mm-hmm. it's a great that to, okay that logo to me. I hate it when you put it on a watermark of a picture.
I don't do that anymore.
I know, because I don't. I think it takes away from the picture.
Oh,
just because you would always put this big logo. Yeah, and it just was like I saw. I didn't see the picture.
Yeah,
I think you're. Like the scripted custom life looks cool, but on a shirt that looks that logo.
I like it. Yeah,
works because it's stacked, so it's not long. You know, it's just a stacked logo. Yeah, it's super sick. So you should keep doing that.
Yeah, and then also speaking about that, I need an easy up top with that logo on it,
logo on the two sides. Like
yeah,
my so GTV.
Because like yours is cool because you have two logos. You have your long grinder TV and then you have the GTVs. Yeah. But like, what could I do? Because like, I don't want a bunch of those logos on it. I just want to do one big one.
So yeah, the best part. I'm gonna be coming up on this problem soon because I'm changing my easy up top.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see that grinder TV from miles away.
Yeah,
like people have taken drone photos, and that's what you see. If I put the Good Life, the script, it's hard
skinny.
To read.
Yeah,
I don't want that. So I need to come up with a big Good Life logo, almost like. The like this hat right here, like that,
yeah,
just something.
Have you ever messed around with just changing grinder into good, like
no, but then we'll talk to Tristan about that because he's coming out and staying here. We're gonna have lots of art questions for him and stuff. So, because he came up with it, me and him came up with that logo.
Oh, okay,
and then Daniel came up with the other one, just kind of whatever. But yeah, I think your top Custom Life Vice logos on the sides, the smaller sides. And then literally on the front, just a big Custom Life.
Like just straight?
Just straight.
Oh.
So, because it's long, so you can write Custom Life.
Yeah. I've done that before. I made stickers like the Vice logo, but just not stacked, but straight. Oh, okay. That's a good idea. I got to do that.
Yeah. Having that printed top is like.
I know.
It Yours really helps out.
I know. It looks great.
It does. It just kind of gives you a sense of like a home base, more of like an anchor. First, just like tossing an easy up. Like when you do it, we'll circle back to this conversation. And then the first show you set up with it, I bet you're like, damn it, I should have done this a long time.
Oh, I know I should. Yeah, I know I should. Yeah. It's just one. Yeah, it's like I've talked about this. I said this to you earlier. It's like I get comfortable sometimes, you know? So I just need to push myself. Not necessarily to be uncomfortable, but just push myself into doing something.
Yeah, just the next step.
Right.
Okay, the next step is this. I'm going to do it. And then I get to that step, and you don't take five steps at a time, you just take one. And then once you're at that step, then okay, what's my next goal? My next goal is this, then there. It's like you don't want to do too many at once because you can get overwhelmed.
For sure, yeah.
So,
cool. All right. Well, let's do this weekend. Dino's weekend. We'll talk next week about this weekend.
Yeah, and we'll get Dino on the podcast.
We will. Yeah, we'll get him on the podcast.
Yeah. All right.
Yep.
Go to our website.
All right.
Later.